were dispatched at 6:43 this morning to report of a fire alarm in the Kleberg building. The first unit on the scene reported some visible smoke coming from the loading dock doors. Using thermal imaging, they had a what we would call a significant heat signature. Evidently, there was an electrical fire in the basement, a relatively minor fire, kind of difficult to get to since it was in the basement. Fortunately, the suppression system, the sprinkler system, had activated and helped to keep the fire in check till our crews got on the scene and were able to go ahead and extinguish it. The situation was under control at about 7:06. Evidently, there is some damage to electrical components there in the basement, so last report from the university was that Kleberg will be closed until 8 o'clock tomorrow morning.
So the source of the fire would be electrical switching or something like that?
Some type of electrical equipment in the basement area. I don't know exactly what it was. Once we get it suppressed, we pretty much turn it over to the university, their physical plant, and their environmental health and safety office to follow up on that.
All your guys okay?
Everybody came through fine. No injuries reported, either civilian or from our personnel.
So there would have been people inside the building that early in the morning?
I'm sure there were. Building was evacuated when we got there, which is great. The university is very good about training all the people that when the fire alarms go off, they go off for a reason, and that it's good to get out. So the building was evacuated. A building like Kleberg, we've almost got to assume there's going to be somebody in there around the clock.
For those of us who aren't familiar, this is an academic building?
Yes. Kleberg Center is classrooms, labs, faculty offices, big building with a lot of things going on. So there's, like I said, there's almost guaranteed somebody's going to be in there just about around the clock.
Fire damage limited to the source down in the basement?
Yes, just to the one mechanical room there. Again, I am not sure exactly what equipment, but evidently enough to where they feel they need to keep the building closed about 24 hours to effect repairs and make sure everything's working as it should.
And smoke throughout the rest of the building then?
There was a bit of smoke in the building. I don't think it really caused any damage. We kept crews over there for about an extra hour to ventilate the building, use our big fans to force clean air in and get all the smoke out. But I don't think that caused any damage. That's more of an inconvenience.